Now go to the App Store and search Rich Thomas Weather. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Alabama News Network. I'm Andrew James. Here's a look at today's headlines. Tuskegee police have opened a homicide investigation after a deadly shooting Sunday night. Police say two men were shot in the 900 block of Della Sullen Street. Both victims were taken to the hospital, where one of them later died. The other has life-threatening injuries. Police have not made any arrests. Wetumpka fire officials say one person is dead after a weekend house fire. This happened Sunday night on Shadowwood Place. Fire crews say there were no working smoke alarms in the house. The cause of the fire is under investigation. And Montgomery Fire Rescue responded to a hazmat situation at the Kinpak facility on Gunner Park Drive yesterday. 11 people were treated on scene. Three of them went to the hospital with non-life-threatening injuries. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
Smooth Vapor on Atlanta Highway has been the River Region's source for all things vape since 2015. You'll find the nation's best juices at Smooth Vapor. You can even test them out in their lounge. They have the largest selection in the River Region. Find your CBD topicals, edibles, and flower at Smooth Vapor on Atlanta Highway, across from Walmart. Follow Smooth Vapor on Facebook and listen up, preferred community. The second location of Smooth Vapor is now open for you on Cobbs Ford Road by Walmart.
Lyle from Marguerite's Exquisite Jewelry. We're real proud to announce our $99 Christmas necklace specials for Christmas. You better believe it. Four different styles. Tiffany style diamond flower necklace, white, yellow, rose, gold. A diamond bar necklace, white, yellow, rose, gold. Also, an infinity diamond necklace or an oval-shaped diamond necklace. All available in white, yellow, rose, gold. You got the idea? Unbelievable. No one does what we do in the country. These are our Christmas specials. Come in early and order early. Thanks.
Hey, y'all. It's Lewis over at the Capitol Orchard Bar right down here on this beautiful Alabama River. If you hadn't ever been here, we're easy to get to right off of I-65. You take that North Boulevard exit, and then you take the Louisville Street exit at the bottom of the ramp, turn right and turn right and turn right again. That's three times. Follow it to the end of the road, you'll end up down on the river in the Capitol Orchard Bar. Along the way, you'll pass our new RV resort. That's right. We got a campground down here. You can bring your camper and stay a night or a week or a month. We'll just be glad to have you come join us. Now, let's tell you about my schedule here. No live music this Sunday. That's right. So just come on down, eat some good food. We won't start live music again back in the middle of January. So Sunday afternoons will be open to anybody that just wants to come out and eat some good seafood. Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday, we open at 11 o'clock. Saturday and Sunday at 12 noon. So you got all that information. We cook up fresh seafood. We've got a fryer, a steamer, a grill. We can fix it however you like it. Fresh seafood from the Gulf. So get down here soon. Check it all out at CapitalOysterBar.com or Facebook page. Y'all come on down here soon and come hungry. We'll be looking for you.
Hi, it's Tiffany Coleman again. My husband, Jeff Coleman, is running for Congress. He's a big-time business guy now, with 2,500 employees, Coleman Worldwide. But it sure wasn't worldwide when Jeff started. One of his proudest moments was when he took our three girls and me to see where he grew up, showed us his church, and where he became an Eagle Scout. The mobile home park is still there he managed when he was 12. He'd pick weeds in the sidewalk so perfectly that by the time he'd finished all the sidewalks, it was time to start over again on the first one. That's just Jeff. I'll tell you more about him soon.
I'm Jeff Coleman, the conservative businessman candidate for U.S. Congress, and I approve this message, paid for by Jeff Coleman for Congress.
This hour of News and Views is brought to you by our good friends at Cole Plumbing, 279-8919. Cole Plumbing is number one in the number two business. You don't have to dig a hole. They have proprietary pipelining technology. Ask them about their tankless water heaters. Remember, when you have trouble with your bowl, call on Cole.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
Time for News and Views from 9 till noon, Montgomery's conversational radio show. To join the conversation, call 272-9228. It's News and Views from 9 till noon, only on News Talk 93.1 FM.
Welcome back to News and Views from 9 to noon.
Joey Clark.
Jack Campbell.
How you doing?
I'm doing all right, and well, we really need to ask that question of our guest here in studio. It's a business break time, folks. We're here with Logan Perdue, Caravita Village. Logan, how are you this morning?
I'm doing great, guys. How are y'all?
We're doing
good.
Well, thanks.
Very well, very well.
You and I chatted a lot at the break. Caravita's independent living facility. It used to have a nursing home inside of it, but that's gone. And tell us about it. Tell us what services y'all provide and, what comes with a place that you rent out there, basically. What do you get with it? You get a lot of amenities.
Absolutely. We have many amenities. You have we have a theater inside of Caravita now. We have a salon that they can get their hair done. A personal stylist, she's always there. We are an all-inclusive community now and completely independent. And we feature, you get three meals a day. You get weekly housekeeping. You get a washer and dryer that's either in your unit or you get complimentary laundry service. You get basic cable and all utilities are included in it as well. And you get free transportation anywhere you need to go. And also, if you have a pet, we're pet friendly. You can bring your dog or cat in and we accommodate that.
So it's like just all around. I'm looking at the website here, caraviavillage.com. And I like that it really does have all the bases covered, whether it's just basic necessities like laundry and meals, as you just said, or you can have like that resort feel, that vacation feel.
Yes.
And I'm seeing here they've got like a pool room. You mentioned the theater.
Yeah, we actually have a pool. We have a pool there.
Oh, a back pool.
Yeah, it's a full-size pool. And really, we like to accommodate also to the grandchildren of these residents who come live here, because we don't want it to just be a place where the grandchildren come and they're bored and they're sitting there on their phones and got nothing to do. And we want it to be where they want to come see grandma and grandpa, you know.
Right.
And we have a game room and we have a couple games in like foosball and stuff like that. We're trying to add a basketball goal in there and like a TV just for kids. Also during birthday parties, because they're allowed to host birthday parties. So we have a plethora of things
that
we offer.
That's a big word, Logan. Big word.
Yeah, we do. We really do, man. It's a mouthful, but we're excited about where we're at right now.
How many rooms do y'all have, or how many units do you have?
We have total 177 availabilities.
Wow. That's a lot.
And we
I
have,
forgot because the apartments on the other side of the campus, were they like three stories? Or?
Correct.
Yeah.
Correct.
Okay. So, yeah. Okay. I remember my dad was out there, but he was getting health care as well as a place to live. But some of his friends were out there, and they were independent. They were living independently, and they loved it.
Just yes, sir.
Yeah.
Yeah. So our main building, like you said, when it was assisted, the main building was the mainly assisted living wing.
Mm-hmm.
And it's all independent now, so basically those apartments are studio suites now.
Okay.
And we got everything from a studio all the way to a studio deluxe to an efficiency, and then all the way up to a three-bedroom.
Wow.
That you can live in. And also we've added luxury suites now, and it's higher end. We're finding that it's a market that a lot of people here are actually very much wanting the luxury and just kind of that just really clean look in your room and just everything that comes with it, from the walk-in shower to your kitchen having all appliances in it if you want a kitchen still. So we have that option.
So do y'all assess patients when they come in, or residents, because there's not a nursing facility anymore, but do people have to be able to live on their own before they can qualify to live there?
Yep. So the main two qualifications when it comes to independent living is, can you take care of yourself and can you use the bathroom by yourself?
Mm-hmm.
And we've accommodated many people. We're actually very close to the VA, and we have patients or residents that come from there that kind of need something like this.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, there may be a question as to whether or not they qualify, but they qualify because they can do those two things.
Mm-hmm.
And it's been a very good fit for some of them because they're around people again, and they're not lonely, they're not isolated anymore.
And they don't have to worry about a yard.
Right.
They don't have to worry about a mortgage payment. electricity, water, and all that, because it's all built in.
Absolutely. That's all included.
How long have you been involved with this? How did you get involved with Caravita Village?
So it's actually a funny story. I was just doing little side work, and I was serving tables and coaching basketball and whatnot.
You're a tall drink of water. I can see that.
Yes, sir. And so I applied for a server job here because I heard about it in the area, and I just applied for it on Indeed. And the owner called me, and he was doing the hiring process. And in the interview, they were kind of intrigued by the idea of me getting into sales.
Okay.
I was against it, yeah. You know, sales at one point, because I'm just not pushy. You
right,
know?
Sure.
But they were like, we really want you to do sales. We feel like you'd be a great face for this community and whatnot. And so he toured me around the community, and I was blown away by what I saw. It was not – I've lived in Millbrook my whole life, and I've never – heard of Caravita Village.
Really?
Until I got hired.
Okay. Well, and I'm sure you saw, and I was just thinking about this. Folks, especially at a certain time in life, it can become lonely. You're not as able to get out as much and these sorts of things. So to have, like, it's almost like you're back in college or in the military or something like that. I heard you mention off air, like, people can have the option of having roommates if they want roommates, these sorts of things.
Yes, absolutely, man. And that's something we're really excited about, and we find, like you said, man, isolation is a big negative if you want to have longevity. Yeah. We're finding that a lot of older people, one of my biggest parts of my heart has always been for the elderly and just caring for making sure they're around people and seeing people still and whatnot. And when it comes to roommates, it's really, a lot of people have really excited about the fact that we offer semi-private living. And what you get is a two-bedroom apartment that we have. Each of you have your own bedroom, complete with a walk-in closet and a walk-in shower. But you share the common area.
Yeah.
And that way you have companionship and, you know, that's actually one of our lowest prices that you can come in under. So it's actually $13.99 for that.
Wow.
All-inclusive. And so, yeah, man, people are really excited about that idea.
Yeah, I was just looking at the rates here. Again, the website, folks, is caravitavillage.com, caravitavillage.com. The rates are very reasonable when you think about everything you're getting. It's not just like rent. It is everything all-inclusive. Very, very good deals. And if folks are interested and wanting to check out the place, maybe they want to become a resident there at Caravita Village, how do they do that?
So one of the things we encourage is to either give us a phone call. Call us at any time, but we encourage that if you want to come take a tour, we have a 5-star chef at Caravita. So this is not, you know, you're a facility where stuff is just thrown on a plate. I mean,
right.
Our chef, Jose Melendez, he's from Atlanta, and he's started restaurants with Emerald.
Yeah.
Legace, I believe his last name is.
That's right.
As well as he helped train Rachel Ray when she was beginning.
Okay, wow.
So he has some kind of he's very talented with his culinary skills, and he's become the best part of our community. So if anybody wants to come take a tour, man, we invite you all to come tour during lunchtime and get a free meal on us. And that's one of the things we like to offer, and just come take a tour and check all that we have available.
And you don't have to be 85 to live there. I mean, you know, if you're, you know, like I'm 60, I'll be 64 this week. Is it or next week? No, it's
next week.
I can't keep up with it. They come around so often. But I mean, there are probably some folks like when my dad was out there, when they had socials, people from the resident side would come over, and some of them were not all that old. And I thought, well, that's kind of interesting. Of course, you didn't allow pets then, I don't think, but now you do, and that's pretty cool. But not everybody was way up in years. I mean, they were like, I like to consider myself in the autumn of my life, not the winter, but there were some people in the autumn of their lives.
Or the fall of their lives.
Yes. But and I will say this, it was always a very nice and clean facility, even when my dad was back there in 2011. But that sounds really cool. Give us a typical day. A person could do whatever they want to, right?
Yes, sir.
They could stay in, or if they need to go out and they don't have a car, y'all will take them where they need to go.
We will. We have a wrapped bus, 12-passenger bus with a wheelchair accessible, as well as a van that's wrapped now. And that gives us flexibility to take them to doctor's visits, places they need to go in town. You know, if you just want to go to the Dollar Tree, we'll take them down to the Dollar Tree. So wherever, you know, kind of like you said, they have access. But we also take a weekly trip to Publix and to Walmart that we'll all load up on the bus, and they'll go in there and do their shopping and whatnot. And they really like just getting out and seeing it. We also do a lot of trips. Our activities director is great, Adrian Merrill. And she schedules a lot of activities that are outside the community that they can go out. And anytime they get to leave and just go have fun, that's, you know, they love it.
Man, it sounds like a great situation. You know, I have to say, I'm a young man, but, you know, you leave college, you leave sort of that organized living where you're living amongst other folks. You get out on your own, and you're like, man, I actually have to work at, like, going out and meeting people and this sort of thing. When it's built in, and you have all sorts of potential friends and who become actual friends, you know, built into where you live, that's an incredible thing. With all these other services and amenities, I love it. Absolutely love it. The number to call is, what, 284-0370?
That's correct. And Calvin Tilly is our sales guy, along with you can call there and ask for him. And if he's not available, I will be available to answer any questions.
And it's Caravita, CaraVita. Caravita.
CaravitaVillage.com. Again, that number, folks, 284-0370, 284-0370. And be sure to call them up and take advantage of that tour. Five-star chef with a free meal. Come by during lunch. You know, hang out with Logan here and get to see the facilities. I think it's a great, great deal. Great idea.
Yeah, I mean, the prices are incredibly reasonable.
Yes, sir.
For what you get, that's really great. Well,
yes,
we
sir.
Wish you luck, and y'all are an advertiser on these airwaves.
Yes, we appreciate that.
And we appreciate that very much.
Absolutely.
Well, Logan, great meeting you, and great stop by. Is there anything else you'd like to cover? Anything we missed here?
I don't believe so, man. Okay. I appreciate you guys allowing us to come in here and kind of share who we are.
It's our pleasure, man.
Appreciate it, Logan. Appreciate it. We'll hit a quick break here. Coming back, more news and views from 9 to noon. Joey Clark, Jack Campbell. Be sure to check out Caravita Village, folks.
River Region's first and only news talk station on FM. Live, local talk. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Are you missing shingles or seeing dark spots on your roof? One missing shingle could be a sign of weather-related damage that your insurance company may pay for. Hi, I'm Todd Clark, owner of River Region Contracting, your premier roofing contractor. We are a company that takes pride in our workmanship and only use the highest quality materials in the business. If your asphalt shingle roof is older than 10 years, call us for a free inspection on your roof today. Call us at 334-356-8635. That's 334-356-8635. Or visit us at riverregioncontracting.com or like us on Facebook.
Hey guys, hunting season is upon us. And here at Wholesale Hunter, we know between kids at school and honeydews, your schedule is pretty packed. So why waste your time driving to one of those big box stores when you can visit us online at wholesalehunter.com and order the gear and supplies you need with a click of a button? You can shop our huge selection of guns and hunting gear from the convenience of your computer or phone. Stop by our store in Wetumpka at the corner of Highway 14 and Fire Tower Road, or visit us online anytime at wholesalehunter.com. Wholesalehunter.com, that's wholesalehunter.com.
When we go out for lunch, we love Sinclair's. They have something for even the pickiest eaters in our bunch.
We serve our same appetizers, which a lot of folks come in and have them for lunch or for dinner. Then we also do burgers and fresh seafood.
And the budget-conscious ones.
You really can spend anywhere from $5, $6, $7, $8 to $25, $30 if you want to go for the higher-end meal.
Sinclair's salads are always my go-to choice. I love their variety, which is why they've been a River Region favorite for years.
We've been known for our salads since we opened. We do a lot of smaller salads, but we do a lot of dinner entree type salads, cuts of chicken or shrimp or fresh fish on it, you know, however you want to do it. Shrimp and avocados are real popular that we've sold for years and years.
All their salads, steaks, burgers, seafood are all locally sourced, and that means a lot to me. Let's not forget their pasta dishes.
I like one called Mediterranean chicken pasta, which is a fried chicken breast over angel hair pasta with a red sauce on it that's really, really good.
We love going to Sinclair's for lunch, dinner, or both. Sinclair's, a Montgomery tradition at Vaughn and Taylor Road. Road.
This hour of news and views is brought to you by our good friends at Cole Plumbing, 279-8919. Cole Plumbing is number one in the number two business. You don't have to dig a hole. They have proprietary pipelining technology. Ask them about their tankless water heaters. Remember, when you have trouble with your bowl, call on Cole.
Live, local talk, the River Region's most trusted voice for news and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Now, welcome back to News and Views from 9 to noon. Thank you again to Logan Perdue and Caravita Village stopping by. Sounds like a great option. 55 and up is kind of how they brand it. You don't have to be in winter of your life.
I certainly qualify for that. Hey, what do you do when you have trouble with your bowl?
Oh, you call on Cole.
And how do you do that? 279-8919.
Yeah, you pick up.
Did I stump you on that number?
I've got a lot of numbers rolling around in this noggin of mine.
You do. Well, that's the only number you'll need if you have plumbing problems.
279-8919?
That's right. Call Plumbing. It'll get you in touch with them every time. They're the number one. They're number one in the number two business.
Indeed, they are.
They clean that stuff right on out. They have proprietary technology that allows them to address your plumbing needs without digging up your yard or breaking up your floors or walls.
That drywall everywhere.
Oh, my God. Lord. I know somebody that had to go through that, and it was awful.
I believe it.
And they offer personal attention. They have been around for 42 years in the plumbing business. And it's a family, totally a family-owned and operated business. C.C. Cole is the patriarch. James Cole, Jeanette Cole, Cameron Cole, they're all there. They're all working for the company and doing a great job for the River Region. So if you have plumbing needs, don't wait until it's deadly. Go ahead and take care of it. If, you know, like if you have a leaking toilet or something, don't let that go because it's going to weigh up your water bill. Or a leaky faucet, they'll come right out there and address that. And then they'll do the major stuff, too. Anyway, Cole Plumbing, a Montgomery institution, been around since 1977. Cole Plumbing, 279-8919 or coleplumbing.com.
Thank you for that, Jack. Thank
sure
you for that.
Thing.
Thank you to Cole Plumbing for being the sponsor of
Thank
this
you,
hour.
James. Well, we love you, man.
Love you, love you. Oh, man, did you see that in the midst, this morning, Pelosi walked out, and with Jerry Nadler, Jer Bear, they announced these articles of impeachment. The president abused his power, and he obstructed Congress. Yeah, good luck with that. But then later, like an hour later, she walks out, does another press conference, saying to the effect that we have reached a deal with the president for the new trade deal updates. You know, the Mexico-Canada trade deal. So that's gonna happen. It's huge. Huge. Yeah, they're impeaching me, but they still want to make a deal.
All right, so she announced that?
Yeah.
You know why? They're scared that they're hearing from their constituents, I'm telling you, and they're saying, get something done. Don't just hang your hat on this impeachment and let infrastructure go to hell and let these trade agreements go to hell. I mean, they're feeling the heat, and you don't hear any of the presidential candidates out there talking about impeachment all the time.
Right.
Because I'm telling you, where they're campaigning, they are hearing from the people. And the people are not for this lame brain idea of impeaching the president over a bunch of damn hearsay.
Right. Well, and really, if there's actual corruption and you're looking into the corruption, for you to try to define that down, and that's only his narrow political interest, is a bunch of crap.
Well, how can you be, you know, they're saying that fighting corruption is corrupt, basically, is what
exactly.
they're saying.
Exactly.
Because you know what? They love the status quo. All these insiders in D.C. love the status quo. And I'm going to say it again, damn it. Thank you, Jeff Sessions, for this whole ball of wax that we're going through right now.
He's not going to want to come back, Jack.
Huh?
He's not going to want to come back.
He's not going to want to come on this show. We've invited him, and I think they're trying to work it out.
No,
and I'll be polite, but I ain't happy about it.
Well, no, and I'll ask tough questions, too. I want to know, what was the specific rule and regulation that you actually said, oh, I got to recuse myself?
He never said Article 7.21.
Yeah, I want to know the exact one. What was the language
of it? What was
it?
What was it?
And did you not feel like your character, your reputation is being attacked
You served in the Senate for 2 decades. You've served in law enforcement your whole career. And now you're going to be accused as a Russian asset? Why didn't you fight?
Because he's a wuss.
I didn't ask you.
Well, don't throw it out there if you don't want me to opine.
272-9228, 272-9228, if you want to join us. News and Views, you're on there. Who's this?
Good morning, Joey and Jack. This is Gary G.
Hey, Gary G. How you doing?
I'm doing top of the morning. I really am. I'm just coming out of Chattanooga, Tennessee, and this turns you on.
Sounds like you're going through a car wash.
No, I'm in a big truck driving. You know, that's what I'm trying to
do. I know. I'm just kidding you.
One of those things. I was just catching the end of it, but if you think they're scared that Trump's actually going to drain this swamp and put the people who will do the job in there and perform the duties they're sworn to uphold? And that's an opinion. I'm just asking.
You want to take a shot at that, Joey?
I think they're scared because he's actually taking out certain aspects of the swamp. But I'm going to be blunt, Gary G. I don't think Trump alone can actually drain the swamp.
I don't either.
Because we got a lot of big problems that Trump doesn't want to touch right now. Not that he wouldn't. But
I mean, Donald Trump is attacking a lot of institutional sacred cows.
Yes.
Because this intelligence community is very, very corrupt. And when people refer to it as the deep state, they ain't kidding.
That is a fact. And it's deeper than what the average citizen really believes it is. I'm not a conspiracist, but something is very deep about these people who are in charge of our money. And that's the way I look at it. Now, my laws and my money, someone is telling me how to direct it. And, I'll fight you tooth and nail over that because I work hard for it. I just want to let y'all know I am listening to you. I don't get to call in like I used to, but guys, y'all are fabulous. I appreciate everything you talk about.
Well, thank you, sir. We appreciate that very much.
Appreciate it, Gary. You have a good one, too. He sounded like he was in a wind tunnel there or something. That was a little much there, Gary.
Yeah. Well, it's all right. He called in.
It's fine. I appreciate the call.
He can't help the noise.
You know, I talk all the time about I get frustrated by the bumper sticker logic. And drain the swamp's a great sentiment. But, folks, for instance, have we done anything to tackle, say, our massive debt and deficits? Especially with this great economy. It's time to, you know, get things done in that regard. And you don't have to pay down all the 20-something trillion.
Trump shares in that blame.
Oh, yeah.
Because he's been a big spender.
And we don't have to pay down all this 20-something trillion. We just got to get to a point where it's serviceable, where we can actually service the debt each year. And right now, we are playing with fire by not addressing that. There are a lot of different ways to do that. I prefer the penny plan. 1% reduction for, say, 5 to 10 years. Doesn't sound like it would hurt too much, but apparently to Washington, D.C., that would be terrible, terrible idea. Trump has a lot to do. And I will say, Trump, as a lot of these Republicans, what I'm hoping is that all this stuff that's going on with the IG report, all this pushback from the deep state, from the administrative state and the intelligence communities and whatnot, all the pushback from these foreign policy experts, I hope it wakes them up to this idea that for so long, a moderate in D.C., Jack, especially a moderate Republican, is somebody who just likes a big warfare state and a big welfare state and, you know, intrusive government in order to keep us safe and comfortable. And I hope it wakes up some of these Republicans that have been more than willing to go along.
You're talking about Rockefeller Republicans
now.
Yeah,
and some Democrats as well. But this idea that we can have good parts of big government, I think, is coming back to bite some of these Republicans. And I hope they're waking up to how much the government, the unelected bureaucrats, are running things. I don't think I'm telling things to these folks they don't already know, but they need to wake up to this and start making the case to the American people. The reason the country is so divided, the reason the country is, well, playing with fire, is because we have too much power in D.C. and we're spending too much money. It's time to actually drain the swamp. Not just do the things Republicans want to do by spending more money. So I'm just worried that we're caught up in this competing conspiracies, if you know what I mean.
Yes.
When you turn on Fox News, it's the Democrats' Russia hoax witch hunt conspiracy, which I agree. Bit over the top in terms of the Democrats and how they pushed this. But you turn on MSNBC and CNN, well, the Republicans are advancing Russian propaganda and debunked conspiracies. It's just competing conspiracies, and I don't think that serves the American people well. And back to the point that started this segment, the reason I think Nancy Pelosi and the Democrats have made this deal with President Trump, it looks like the U.S.-Mexico-Canada agreement on trade is going to pass through, is because if you look, say, at Nancy Pelosi's Twitter feed and all the public statements she's putting out, she doesn't harp on impeachment a lot. She is talking about, well, let's get prescription drug prices down, let's do trade. She realizes this isn't what her own constituents want.
That's exactly right.
It's more the radicals that want to impeach the MF-er. Isn't that what Rashida Tlaib said?
Yeah, something like that.
Yeah, she didn't abridge it or abbreviate it.
Right.
Let's go back to the phones, 272-9228. Welcome to News and Views. Who's this?
Hey, this is Guy Willis. How you doing?
Doing well, Guy. How are you?
I'm doing. You got a particular topic today. It sounds like you're talking politics. Is that right?
Yeah, we're talking. Yeah,
I mean, this Inspector General report, they're moving forward.
I mean, yeah. This is off that topic, but it's the same thing.
Go ahead.
Whatever you're doing. And I don't know how deep you guys get into investigative reporting or finding out facts. If you recall, several months ago, a big story came out about all the politicians that had used the slush fund to pay off sexual harassment claims of taxpayer dollars.
Yeah.
And shortly after that, you had a lot of congressmen resign or decide they weren't going to run for re-election. And then the story died, even though it's just that. And that's why I can't understand how our taxpayer dollars were used to pay off civil claims against the congressman that had committed a personal wrongdoing outside his scope of employment, and why that story just got quashed.
Well, I think they got rid of that fund.
I don't know if they got rid of the fund or not.
I believe they did. But I think that's why it came out and they got rid of it.
But they never exposed to.
Yeah, who actually used it?
Who made use of it?
Yeah, but come on, Guy. If you can't go up there and sleep with the interns, what's the point of being in Congress?
That's talk about what half of them think. You're right about that. Unfortunately, that's, you're probably 100% right.
Yeah. Sex, but money, and power. That's what drives the political scene.
And I doubt it was any. There was probably no bias between Democrats and Republicans in who used that particular fund either.
I agree. It was probably a very bipartisan affair, so to speak.
Oh, yeah. There you go. Now you got a bipartisan situation where the country can come together.
Yeah.
You know? Sexual harassment. I just was curious if anything had ever come of that.
I'll double check, but I think they got rid of it because they were getting a lot of heat with it. I think it happened during the time Al Franken had to step aside and all that came to light. Right. Yeah.
And that's when it all happened. And it was, the Me Too movement took place. They said, we got to cut this out. Just a lot of people resigned. And they never said why they resigned. They just said, we're not going to run for re-election. We're out of here. You know? It was a lot of them. Oh, I appreciate it. That's all I wanted to ask.
All right. Thank you, Guy. Appreciate the call.
We appreciate it.
Bye.
You know, Tuberville's catching a lot of heat.
Why?
Well, from the liberal press.
Oh, I just saw this from the Montgomery Advertiser, too. Is it that headline?
Yeah. I don't know what the headline. I heard it last night. I heard that when Tuberville went to speak to the Alpha Farmers Federation, which is the political wing of Alpha, basically, where all the candidates go to be endorsed and, you know, go and suck up and all that. But he made a comment that said, I do believe today that God sent Donald Trump to us. And he's the only thing standing between socialism and this country. We can't let that happen. We cannot let it happen. And so he's catching a lot of heat for that.
He goes on, we're losing Christianity in this country. We've got to get it back, but it starts by teaching it. We should teach all religions in our schools. We definitely got to get God back in our schools. Actually, you know, I don't want just one religion taught in the schools. Actually, I am on board. If what Tuberville means by that is you teach a general survey course on religion, Christianity, Judaism, Islam, Buddhism, Hinduism. You teach the history, the traditions of all the world's religions, and then you also, if you want to start a club or something, you know, want to evangelize your own faith, I think you have to do that in your own time. And I'm saying that because do you really want to get into a fight over what particular Christian denomination is being taught?
I know a hell of a lot of God-fearing Jews.
Right. I mean,
that are really good people.
But I think a general course on the history, it's our first go at understanding the world. If you look at ancient religions, it's a good thing. They taught us that. I went to Catholic high, so I got plenty of Roman Catholicism, of course, folks. But we did have general survey courses. And I've, in my adult life, I read about all the different world religions. I try to understand, you know, where the hell are the Chinese coming from with their perspective. It's, I think, good for folks. But I can see why Tuberville's getting a little bit of crap.
Well, I know, but, you know, there are a lot of people that think, you know, that the Lord has his hands in a lot of things, including events that happen, like elections, and if that's what he believes in, hell, fine, let him believe it, and I don't have a problem with that, because he makes so much sense on other issues. Anyway, I thought, you know, the media could stand a little religion themselves.
Yes.
And it's called learning what integrity and honesty is. We don't have a lot of that anymore.
What's that old phrase, though? Instead of figuring out, is God on your side, or are you on God's side, is, I think, a better way to think of it. You know, one is a bit prideful. The other is, I think, more humble.
Right.
But that's more a language game than anything else. We got to hit a break here before we get in some real trouble.
Are we going to, like, physically hit it?
Yeah. Yeah, I'm going to punch the screen.
Really?
Yeah, I might go through the screen and hit you.
I wish you would.
272-9228 if you want to get in on the program. This part of the program brought to you by Dan Black Studios. They brought you the first hour. Now they're bringing you part of the last hour. Dan Black Studios, you can turn those old stacks of analog home videos into a new exciting event. Bring those analog memories into the digital future. There's a reason you filmed all this crap. There's a reason you filmed all these precious family moments. Graduations, Christmas, birthday get-togethers. Why did you take all that time to film it now to just let it sit on the shelf and deteriorate? No, take those old tapes and get them transferred into a digital format to preserve it for your kids and their kids, so on and so forth. 50% off for all News and Views listeners until the end of December. 279-6036, 279-6036. That's 50% off on all video transfers into digital format.
If you are a News and Views listener.
So you have to tell them.
And invoke our name.
You must say, Joey and Jack from News and Views sent me. Do I get the 50% off to transfer these tapes to DVDs or something like that? Or some other digital format, please? That's what they said on air. Dan Black Studios also can provide you with business services from website design, video editing, anything to do with video production, really, folks. Training videos, television commercials, maybe you're presenting evidence at a trial. Anything to do with video production, anything to do with video services, Dan Black Studios has you covered. So call them today, 279-6036, 279-6036. Dan Black Studios, great sponsor of News and Views from 9 to noon with Joey Clark and Jack Campbell. How you doing, Jack?
I'm doing well, Joy. Thanks for asking.
We'll be right back.
Want to carry News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
Ward's Yamaha, Kawasaki, Honda, Suzuki, Polaris, and Can-Am in Troy is family-owned and celebrating 47 years in business. They've been going strong for three generations, and the fourth generation is here. So come on in and be a part of the family. They now have six brands under one roof. Yamaha, Kawasaki, Honda, Suzuki, Polaris, and Can-Am. Hunting season's so very important in the South, and for 40 years, Ward's has been your hunting and play headquarters. Located on Highway 231 in Troy, Alabama, find them on Facebook. Go see AJ and and Troy Ward.
Trust is the firm belief in reliability, truth, and strength. For years, Southern Bell's Cleaning Service has been earning the trust of families in the River Region. Callan and her crew believe in cleaning the old-fashioned way. Southern Bell's brings all their own supplies, arrives on time, and specializes in full-service residential, commercial, vacant properties, and construction cleanup. Estimates are always free. Call Southern Bell's today at 546-0715 or follow them on Facebook at Southern Bell's Cleaning River Region.
Hi, this is Don Duncan with Don Duncan's All-American Automotive and Tire. Just want to say a big thank you to Blue Water Broadcasting. They've been a big partner in our success. And again, thank you guys so much for all you've done for us. If you need anything, come see us. Again, this is Don Duncan with All-American Auto and Tire.
Call us at Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how we can help grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
This hour of News and Views is brought to you by our good friends at Cole Plumbing, 279-8919. Cole Plumbing is number one in the number two business. You don't have to dig a hole. They have proprietary pipelining technology. Ask them about their tankless water heaters. Remember, when you have trouble with your bowl, call on Cole.
I was looking for a great birthday gift idea for my mom. I heard that Dan Black Studios has gift certificates for preserving video, photos, and slides, and I thought that would be perfect for her boxes of home movies. They can even take the photos and videos from my smartphone and convert them to a DVD, flash drive, or even put them on the cloud. You can order gift certificates online at danblackstudios.net or visit their location on Monticello Drive. Call Dan Black Studios for more details. 334-279-6036.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking, one of the nation's largest truck lines. They need drivers right now. If you want to know what your home time and your paycheck is going to be every week, call Wiley Sanders right now. Family owned and operated. 855-777-9785.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. Our temperatures are on the decline now. We had our warmest part of the day this morning, and now temperatures will be falling into the 50s during the afternoon. The winds pick up and become quite gusty today. Risk of showers anytime on and off today and tonight. And maybe first thing in the morning before they finally come to an end. Tonight's low down to about 41. Tomorrow's high only in the middle 50s. We should fall to about 39 late tomorrow night. And another round of rain coming in Thursday night into Friday. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
The River Region's News Talk Station. News Talk 93.1, WACV. News Talk 93.1.
Welcome back to News and Views from 9 to noon. Joey Clark, Jack Campbell.
How you doing?
You know, Jack, there's a, in the midst of all this impeachment drama, the IG report drama, spying and criminal investigations by U.S. attorneys, there's still a presidential campaign going on.
I know.
And we just saw flash up on our TV screen that Joe Biden said he's so gracious that he would consider, he really is considering Elizabeth Warren as a VP on a Joe Biden presidential ticket.
That's pretty arrogant.
Yeah. I think Warren said, well, I'll consider Joe Biden as a VP again, but I'd like to have an all-female ticket.
Uh-huh. Boy, that'd be a bloodbath.
Well, good
Lord. I mean, good God almighty. Two women on a presidential ticket.
Yeah, but how do you think that looks like you got Trump and Pence up against, say, who would it be? It'd be Elizabeth Warren, we're presuming, just hypothetically.
And Gabby or whatever.
Tulsi Gabbard? I don't think they're going to let Tulsi Gabbard anywhere near the White House. I would love that. Tulsi's great. But
She's very unconventional, yeah, to say the least. No,
and my theory has been exploded. I have been saying that the best-looking person, man or woman, is the person who usually wins an election. I think the American people are that shallow.
Do you?
Yeah.
Well,
I mean, you could say Donald Trump is better looking than Hillary Clinton, right?
Face.
How dare you? How dare you?
Yeah, it's very premature to be talking about vice presidential candidates,
really,
especially if you're Joe Biden and you don't know whether or not you're going to be in jail.
You're still a couple months away from your first primary vote in Iowa. The caucus is there. Yeah, and honestly, it's anybody's game. I was talking to Dr. Sam about this off air. He was asking about the presidential campaign. I think it's a real possibility the way the numbers are working out right now, unless somebody really jumps in front. But the way it looks like it'll work out is that, you know, Buttigieg, somebody will take Iowa, somebody else might take New Hampshire, but then Super Tuesday in South Carolina, Super Tuesday gets split up amongst a bunch of different folks, and nobody's winning these states outright. They're winning with a plurality of, like, say, 20-something percent, 30%.
Right.
And so when they get to the convention, nobody will have a clear path to being the nominee.
So it could be a brokered convention.
And the Democrats changed their rules from last time. You know, everybody was complaining about the superdelegates.
Uh-huh.
Well, they changed the rules that on the first ballot, superdelegates do not apply.
Okay.
But if there's a second ballot, like we think there might be,
then they can.
Yeah, the superdelegates come into play. And God forbid, I saw this earlier today. I almost forgot to bring it up, but it did make me want to throw up.
Well, I'm happy you did.
What do you think? What do you think is going to make me throw up here? It's a poll that came out. Let me see if I can find it. Yeah, here it is. Oh, come on! Stupid computer!
Hey, now.
Anyway, I'll just read the headline. It's a Harvard-Harris presidential poll. Hillary Clinton emerges as top choice of Democratic voters in Harvard-Harris presidential poll. And I would tell you the numbers, but the stupid computer isn't working.
Well, that's interesting.
Yeah, that is something. Could it be possible that she sweeps in at convention time and they pick Hillary Clinton?
Oh, I'm sure they're working behind the scenes right now to make sure that happens. That means she won't have to be on the trail between now and July.
Right.
She can let everybody fight it out, and then she can...
Well, it's true. She didn't like stairs. She didn't like flying. She didn't like riding in cars. I mean, Quasimodo is a nickname I had for her. She was starting to look odd. And, no, it's really like... I've been watching a lot of Star Wars with this new Star Wars movie coming up.
Mm-hmm.
You know, all the Sith lords, all the dark side figures,
yeah,
they all end up having, like, all these add-ons to keep themselves alive. And it's kind of like, you know, what has Hillary Clinton had, like, surgically installed in order to keep living? And I continue to be amazed at, like, Trump's medical reports. Like, great, great. I have a little bit of high cholesterol, but, you know, I love my Mickey D's. I never work out. I'm just always active. I'm very high.
That energy. Is true. He never slows down. I give
it is
that.
Crazy. And you know what I think it is? It's just momentum and habit. I think if you build up a schedule and you build up your life where you don't stop, you just keep at it, something big will have to happen to knock you off that routine. And I think Trump has just always been that guy. He's very gregarious, very much out on the town, whatever he was doing. So we'll see where this goes, but the possibility of a Hillary Clinton emerging as the candidate out of a broker convention is just too juicy to deny.
I wonder who she would pick for her vice president.
Probably Elizabeth Warren making an all-female ticket.
That'd be great. But you know those two can't get along.
Oh, man.
They're two peas in a pod. I saw a minute ago that Barr and Durham are disputing this IG report.
Oh, yeah, I brought that up in the first hour. Would you like to...
Yeah, I want to... Yeah, I'm sorry, I was...
Yeah, it's okay. You're busy this morning.
Maybe people are just now tuning in.
Yeah, let's... here's William Barr. He does a little bit of a throat clearing, blah, blah, blah. Nothing more important than credibility, integrity. The Inspector General has provided great transparency and accountability, yada, yada, yada. Here's the good part. The Inspector General's report now makes clear that the FBI launched an intrusive investigation of a U.S. presidential campaign on the thinnest of suspicions that, in my view, William Barr's view, were insufficient to justify the steps taken. It is also clear from its inception, the evidence produced by the investigation was consistently exculpatory. So it essentially showed these folks weren't actually Russian agents. Nevertheless, the investigation and surveillance was pushed forward for the duration of the campaign and deep into President Trump's administration. In the rush to obtain and maintain FISA surveillance of Trump campaign associates, FBI officials misled the FISA court, omitted critical exculpatory facts from their filings, and suppressed or ignored information negating the reliability of their principal source. The Inspector General found the explanations given for these actions unsatisfactory. While most of the misconduct identified by the IG was committed in 2016 and 2017 by a small group of now former FBI officials, the malfeasance and misfeasance detailed in the IG's report reflects a clear abuse of the FISA process.
Wow.
That's just part of the statement, but here's the one I like the most. U.S. Attorney John Durham's statement. Quote, I have the utmost respect for the mission of the Office of Inspector General and the comprehensive work that went into the report prepared by Mr. Horowitz and his staff. However,
I love it.
Our investigation is not limited to developing information from within component parts of the Justice Department. Our investigation has included developing information from other persons and entities, both in the U.S. and outside of the U.S. Based on the evidence collected to date, and while our investigation is ongoing, last month we advised the Inspector General that we do not agree with some of the report's conclusions as to predication and how the FBI case was opened. Oh, that's good.
That's good.
That's a rare statement. So,
from a Democrat, I might add.
Yeah, folks, just, you know.
Hold on to your butts.
We've only just begun. Hearing tomorrow, I'm looking forward to it. We got to hit our last break. Coming up on our last segment of News and Views from 9 to noon.
Really, Joey?
Yeah, and we've got a call here. We'll close it out with a call. If they stay on hold, be patient. Caller on line one. Be right back. More News and Views after that.
And baddest broadcast in all the land. Happy Hour with Greg Budell, afternoons 3 to 6 on the River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Hi, I'm Rebecca, owner of Smart Skin Med Spa and Salon. Are you looking for that perfect holiday gift? Get that special someone a gift certificate to use on the services they love. Smart Skin Med Spa and Salon, the only salon, med spa, and day spa located in the heart of downtown Prattville.
Hello, everybody. This is Doug Singleton with Bernie Office Solutions. Since 1963, Bernie has been the Montgomery-grown document technology leader in the River Region. During our 55 years, we have seen a lot of copier companies come and go. That's why we do more than just offer our clients copiers. We offer a diverse portfolio, including document capture and storage, digitizing your paper-based processes, and software to manage costs. Call me on my cell at 201-0199 and ask me about our managed print program where we can cut your printing costs in half. 201-0199.
Hi, this is Carl Schmidt, naturopath and owner of The Herb Shop. Listen every Saturday to Winning Wellness and learn from experts in different fields of science and technology how nutritional supplements can help you.
Listen to Winning Wellness at its new time every Saturday at 10 a.m.
This hour of News and Views is brought to you by our good friends at Cole Plumbing, 279-8919. Cole Plumbing is number one in the number two business. You don't have to dig a hole. They have proprietary pipelining technology. Ask them about their tankless water heaters. Remember, when you have trouble with your bowl, call on Cole.
Live local talk, the River Region's only 24-hour News Talk FM station. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Welcome back to News and Views from 9 to noon. Closing minutes of News and Views. The Dan Moore Show is up next. Jack, what do you say we go to the phones and talk to Flower
we
Child?
We should.
Flower Child, welcome back.
Good noon, I guess. I'm sorry, I just had to call back again about and debate Jason's comment. I would like to go from left foot, right foot examination. Let's just say Trump had been in office for 8 years. And then Obama came along to be elected. How would Jason feel if 51 top echelon management FBI agents handled an intrusive investigation into Obama's campaign? I mean, they would go ballistic. 51 violations, and they could have easily stopped it if they wanted to, despite calling in Papadopoulos and saying, we want to talk to you about what you said.
Right.
But I
just wanted to defend Jason. I think his point was the government has been had a low threshold to do surveillance and do these sorts of things for a while. And I think I'll ask the question to you that he asked me. Do you think these folks that have been in the news are going to go to jail?
Absolutely.
Okay, we'll see. But I don't think, I don't disagree with that they deserve to, but I don't know if it's going to actually happen. But we'll see what Durham does.
Well, I mean, what they do to a president of the United States with just such flimsy evidence, what could they do to us as a peon citizen?
Oh, yeah.
Bye.
Thank you, Flower Child. Yeah, it's no disagreement on the basic facts and what was done, but the government tends not to eat their own or punish their own. We'll see, though. We'll see. Durham has quite a track record. I mean, he put away, like, gangsters.
Good for him.
No, he put away, what, an FBI agent that tipped off Whitey Bulger so Bulger could escape for a short period of time? John Connally Jr., if I'm remembering correctly.
John, the governor's son?
It was an FBI agent, I believe, named that.
Oh, yeah, it wasn't. But it wasn't.
It was Whitey Bulger's handler who tipped off Bulger. So we'll see where it goes. I'm not holding my breath, though, folks, that a lot of these folks like Strzok and Page and everybody else around this, Comey, McCabe, all these folks will actually see jail time. I highly doubt it, but we'll see. We'll see. I'm more than happy to be surprised. Set a low bar and let my expectations be exceeded. So, Jack, that was a good show today.
I enjoyed it. Joey, listen, if you're looking for a place to go eat lunch,
mm-hmm.
go out to the Yellowhammer restaurant.
Yeah.
It's a really good place.
They have good fare.
They have, you know, everything from burgers and wings to salads to whatever you want, but also meat and three, and they have like three choices. So it's really good. So give them a try. You will be happy you did.
Absolutely.
It will satisfy your culinary needs.
Well, that does it for us today. Dan Moore Show is next. Myself, Jack Campbell, Joey Clark, Jack Campbell. News and views from 9 to noon. We'll be back at 9 a.m. tomorrow morning. Talk to y'all then. Dan Moore Show is next.
There are those that think I'm a very stable genius.
From the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control.